Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome to your Wednesday, better known as the Hump Day edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 6th of April, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in around 5 minutes. Listen up, UK residents. Have you got yourself a doggy? Then you best be finding a microchip pretty soon. That's right. If you want a dog and it's over 8 weeks old, by the way, that's weeks in human weeks, not dog weeks, and it doesn't have a microchip, yep, you are officially breaking the law starting today. Now, actually, if the police get involved and they find out, excuse me, monsieur, dog does not seem to have a microchip, you'll actually be given 21 days to get it chipped or face that 500-pound fine. Yikes. So what's the purpose of this new law when basically 83% of dogs are already chipped in the UK? Well, the government is hoping it'll help reunite more lost dogs with their owners. I'm sure there's more to it than that, but that's the nice sappy love side of it. However, though, with free microchipping services available to local authorities, vets, and charities, yeah, it'll be pretty easy to comply with the law. NFL fans from around the world, yes, I'm talking about the National Football League, and I'm talking about American football. You can start streaming your Thursday night games, or Friday morning, depending on what part of the world you're in, right on Twitter. Huh? That's right, coming up this fall, you'll be able to watch Thursday night football on Twitter. This is all according to Bloomberg. Seems the social network won the rights to stream Thursday night NFL games exclusively online. And right now, I'm trying to figure out, how the hell is this going to work? Funny enough, it's not clear how the setup's going to work right now. More than likely, I'm looking at Periscope getting involved with this. Just me. So I know what you're thinking. How much money exchanged hands for this little venture to take place? Well, NBC and CBS, which, by the way, are both national networks in the U.S., paid about $45 million per game for 5 Thursday matchups. Yes, 5. That's for the 2016-2017 season. I can't see Twitter spending that much money. I don't think they have that much money, right? Well, we got that lovely little bug fix in 9.3.1 for all of our iOS users out there, didn't we? Did you update yet? Well, if you didn't, yeah, you might want to hold off yet again. That's because there's a security flaw. Oh, God, Apple, can you get anything right? This security flaw allows access to iPhone photos and your contacts list. Oh, lovely. The proof in the pudding was all on YouTube yesterday. A video surfaced online purporting to show a vulnerability in iOS 9.3.1, depicting a user performing a Siri search followed by a series of relatively simple steps. We're not going to tell you how to do it here. Just go look at the video if you're curious. Now, grant you, the flaw only works if the iPhone owner has previously granted Siri permission to access Twitter accounts information, as well as the contacts or photos. Chances are most of us have probably done that, yeah? So, what do we do in the meantime? Well, if you're worried about the vulnerability, you can protect yourself by ensuring Siri's access to Twitter and photos is disabled at the moment. As from hearing in Cupertino, yeah, just crickets right now. HP is taking a little bit of Apple's playbook for their newly designed laptop. In fact, according to the Wall Street Journal, the new Spectre laptop from HP is exactly that. They're trying to challenge Apple's design worthiness. And I gotta say, the thing looks pretty dang impressive. It's got a 13.3-inch screen, so nice real estate. The resolution is 1920 by 1080, but only 166 ppi. Thickness, however, though, is 10.4 millimeters. Yeah, it's pretty small. And it only weighs a little under 3 pounds. Further inside, you got that Intel Core i5 and the i7, if you prefer. And HP's promising almost 10 hours of battery life. Of course, you got 265 gigabytes of storage and 8 gigs of RAM. Huh? That's kind of nice. And pricing starts at $1,170. So, yeah, not a whole lot of Apple pricing difference there, is there? No. So, that's up to you. If you want a Windows machine, yeah, this is kind of nice and slick. If you're a Mac lover, yeah, you might as well just stay there. And finally, we're going to get a little naughty on And Finally today. Mm-hmm. What do you think when you see a robot? Do you get turned on? Yeah, I know you don't, do you? Robots don't really do it for anybody. Well, we actually all might be lying to ourselves. According to a new study by researchers, imagine that, they actually analyzed what happened to a bunch of volunteers that came in for this when they touched those little, you know, naughty areas, which would actually be considered, you know, the intimate areas on a human being, on the robot. Mind you, this robot was also programmed to ask 10 different participants to either point or touch to one of the 13 parts of the body. So yes, it was already predisposed for pervertedness. What the team found out is when people touched the areas where he is the most intimate areas, yeah, the humans actually got turned on. Really? Now all this little lovely sexual robotic research will actually be presented at the International Communications Association and none other in Japan in June. Where else would this stuff be unveiled? If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. The British Tech Network website is there for all the BTN content. You got to get over there. You got to get it all checked out. You're going to love every show we have here on the network, britishtechnetwork.com. Follow British Tech, of course, on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And get joined up in our BTN community over at our Slack room, britishtech.slack.com. The best dang tech community on the internet, in my opinion. As for the new show, well, yes, tomorrow's Thursday, and things are getting back to normal. Yeah, Thursday's edition will probably be late tomorrow, sorry. But we will get you caught up in the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, it's Hump Day. Go touch a robot. And thank you very much for listening.